Many Greek names had or were thought to have significant derivations. Achilles was so called because he brought much sorrow, Achos, to Troy, Ilion, and the king of Troy, Priam, was so called because he bought Priami, his son Hector's corpse, back from Achilles. It wasn't clear whether Plato was so called because he had a broad platus and therefore brainy forehead, or because he was broad-shouldered and therefore good at wrestling. In any case, it may be that Plato was a nickname, his original name being Aristocles, which means best fame. Significant names are common in the medical world also. Asclepius was originally known simply as Apius because he was mild and placid, but after he cured Ascles, the ruler of Epidaurus, who was suffering from severe eye trouble, he was called Asclepius. Or it may be that he was Asclepios, making not to wither, because he did not allow humans to wither, skelesthai, or dry out, or die on account of diseases. From an ancient commentary on Lycophron's Alexandra, line 1050. Asclepius's wife had the related name Apionae, and their five daughters were Acheso, Aigle, Hygeia, Iaso, and Panacea, all of whom had names associated with health and healing, except maybe Aigle, radiance. An impressive family, perhaps especially so given that Asclepius's father was Apollo, the god who destroyed Apollumi, whether with his arrows or with diseases. There would obviously be a certain cachet for a doctor in having a name associating him with Asclepius. What better advertisement than to be called Asclepiades, son of Asclepius, or Asclepiodorus, or Asclepiodotus, both of which mean gift from Asclepius. Asclepiades of Bithynia was one of the leading doctors in 1st century BC Rome, but none of these fairly common names are in fact in any way restricted to doctors. Galen's career will not have been hindered by his name, for it means calm man. The same goes for Quintus Simonicus Serenus, the tutor to Caracalla and Geta, the sons and successors to the Roman Emperor Septimius Severus. He wrote a still extant Liber Medicinalis, a collection of treatments composed in verse and famous for being the earliest source for the magic word abracadabra, cited as a charm to ward off fever. Claudius Agathemerus was a prominent physician in 1st century AD Rome. Agathemerus is a compound of agathos, good, and hemeros, gentle. The elder Pliny tells us that in 219 BC, the year before Hannibal crossed the Alps, the Greek Archagathus was the first doctor to come to Rome. The name means leading good man, but unfortunately, though at first he was wonderfully popular, his cruel cutting and cautery won him the nickname Carnifex, the executioner, and people began to detest the medical arts and all doctors. That's Pliny, Natural History, 29:12. Hippocrates' name means Lord of Horses, suggesting wealth and high status, but has nothing to do with medicine. We are told he had several descendants named Dracone, who followed in his medical footsteps. Perhaps not many people nowadays would be enthusiastic about being treated by Dr. Snake, but the snake was in fact sacred to Asclepius. Hippocrates also had a son called Thessalus, a name with no obvious connection with medicine, unless perhaps we are to recall that Medea scattered her magic potions over Thessaly as she fled in her dragon chariot after killing her sons. But there was a notorious doctor of that name half a millennium later. During the rule of Nero, Thessalus rose to fame in the medical profession. He swept aside all received medical wisdom and denounced all doctors from every epoch with a sort of frenzy. You can get a clear idea of his sense of judgment and his attitude just by looking at his tomb on the Appian Way, where the inscription refers to him by the Greek term Iatronikes, the conqueror of doctors. No actor or charioteer went out in public accompanied by a larger throng. That's Pliny, Natural History, 29:9. Again, though, perhaps not everyone nowadays would care to be treated by a doctor so avid for fame. Ammonius, a 3rd century BC doctor from Alexandria, invented a device, described by Celsus at On Medicine 6:3, for breaking up bladder stones in situ. Lithoclastic cystotomy may have brought great relief to many sufferers, but the nickname Ammonius earned from his invention, Lithotomus, will have been a bit daunting. It means literally stone cutter and was the standard word for a quarryman. Serenus of Ephesus is the author of On Gynecology, one of the ancient medical texts most highly regarded nowadays. His name has no obvious connotations in Greek, but since he practiced and taught in Rome at the beginning of the 2nd century AD, we might wonder if any potential patients were put off by associating him, quite wrongly, with Serenus, the father of the Etruscan god of the underworld and death, whose mysterious rites were celebrated on Mount Soracte, just 30 miles north of Rome. Acesius is an appropriate name for a doctor, for it means healer. Compare Asclepius's daughter, Acesso. But it will have lost its appeal when an otherwise unknown doctor of that name became a byword for medical incompetence. Acesius cured. This saying applies to people who only make things worse, for there was an ignorant doctor called Acesius who treated a patient's rectum incompetently. Zenobius, Proverbs 1:52. Acumenus also means healer and is the name of a 5th century BC doctor notable as being a friend of Socrates. His son Eryximachus was also a doctor and is rather more famous, for he makes a speech in praise of Eros during Plato's symposium. Just before he speaks, he gives the comic poet Aristophanes advice on curing an attack of hiccups, advice that will perhaps have come easily to him since his name means fighter against retching. Another physician with a specialist name is the gynecologist Metrodora, gift to the womb. But the very appropriateness of her name may cast doubts on her existence. Though a male counterpart, the physician Metrodorus of Cos, certainly did exist. Room should be made in this list for the rather obscure but splendidly named 3rd century BC doctor Bolus of Mendes. Bolos is Greek for clod of earth. That term is used nowadays to denote a dose of a medicine rapidly introduced into the bloodstream, but the procedure was unknown in antiquity. Bolus's patients would not have thought of him as having a particularly appropriate name. And finally, some quite irrelevant weasel words. In 408 BC, during the first performance of Euripides' Orestes, the actor Hegelicus should have said, Ecumaton garauthus au galen horo, for after stormy seas I once again see calm. Unfortunately, a slight slip of the tongue made him say instead, Ecumaton garauthus au galen horo, for after stormy seas I once again see a weasel. Galen means literally calm things, and it is the same word as appears in the name Galen. Galen, weasel, is completely unrelated. Hegelicus was teased repeatedly about this slip by contemporary comic poets. Moving forward nearly two millennia to the great Flemish anatomist Andreas Vesalius, 1514 to 1564. The name Vesalius is a Latinized form of the Dutch name Van Wezel, i.e. from Wezel, a town in the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Wesel is almost identical with Wiesel, the German word for weasel, and at least as early as the 14th century, the burghers played up the similarity, featuring three weasels on the town's coat of arms. Vesalius vastly increased our understanding of human anatomy, and he did so largely by refuting the teachings of Galen, whose views, though seriously handicapped by his never having dissected a human body, were nevertheless accepted almost without question. It's a curious, though hardly significant, coincidence that weasels should link these two great medical researchers.